LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson. That's Nathan Fox. Together, we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and the Thinking LSAT podcast. Today, we have an email from Brandon. Hi, Ben and Nathan. I hope you are both well and staying safe. I'm a longtime podcast listener and Demon user. I first wrote the LSAT in March 2019 and scored a 152. I was using Khan Academy to study, and at that point, I didn't have an understanding of the test at all. Shortly after that, I discovered Thinking LSAT and the Demon. I wrote the test again 4 months later in July 2019 and scored a 164. Okay, so that's a 12-point bump. I was quite happy with this score and would have settled with it, but I continued to listen to Thinking LSAT even after I thought I was done with the LSAT just because I enjoyed it so much.
Love this. I love where this is going. We just had results come out, and a lot of them were like these huge improvements. Yeah. Some of them were pretty solid improvements, and then we were both like, well, are you going to keep going? And people are like, no, I want to focus on other aspects of my application. Yeah. And it was like, wait, so you mean you're going to focus on the other aspects of your application that are vastly less powerful than focusing on your LSAT score?
Exactly.
You're just like, if you're focusing on other aspects of your application, you're focusing on the wrong aspects of your application.
Yeah.
So I love that it sounds like Brandon is going to keep on the grind here, which, you know, get greedy, man. You've already made 12 points to 164.
Mm-hmm.
Get another 6 points and you're in the 170s. Yeah. Anyway.
You guys advise test takers to write the test 5 times if they haven't scored their highest and not to pay for law school. So in April 2021, I wrote the test again. This is his third time. I didn't have my best day, choked on a logic game that caught me off guard, and scored a 159. Okay, so that's, what is that? That's 5 points lower than his second score of 164.
And it absolutely doesn't count because law schools only care about your highest score. Yep.
I was pissed, but not discouraged because I trust you guys and I trust the process. Basically, that means you're trusting math, right? It's chances. The more chances you have to take the test, the more chances you are.
Yeah, variance is good. Yeah.
All that to say, after years of dabbling with Khan, believing I was studying, and many hours of listening to you guys and using the Demon, I wrote the test in June, my fourth attempt, and I scored a 168.
Nice.
That's 4 points higher than his second and highest score before. I know this isn't a Cinderella story of 140 to 175. However, a 152 to 168 is going from the 50th percentile to the 95th percentile. And I think it is important for test takers to understand. I will now be able to go to law school for free in pretty much any state that I want. And that is in huge part because of your podcast, The Demon, your methods, and your overall advice. I cannot thank the team enough for helping me along the way. I will continue listening to the podcast likely until you guys stop doing it, and I will encourage everyone I speak to about the LSAT to do the same. Thanks, guys. Brandon. You know, it's interesting. I am still perplexed that people do this. I know that they do. I just don't know what is so appealing about our discussions after the test is over.
Ben, trying to get people not to listen to the podcast.
It's not like
anymore.
I'm trying, like, Brandon, please. I'm flattered that you would continue listening to our discussion, but I don't get it. I'm confused, Ben.
You, I don't think, are a podcast listener, period.
Yeah, generally I don't listen to podcasts.
Okay,
yeah.
So you don't get it. Podcasts, it's a different thing. People listen to podcasts because they want to listen to. I heard a friend of mine in LA say it one time as, I like it when it sounds like there's smart people and microphones and they're just talking.
Okay.
That's what it's somebody keeping you company while I listen to podcasts while I do yard work. You know, I'm like cleaning up the forest and I am listening to Smartless, or I'm listening to just whatever knuckleheads. Normally it's like pretty smart people, interesting people, funny people. And I'm just listening to it. I'm not like super seriously. It's not like this is a book on audio that I'm like taking notes or whatever,
which is all I ever do. I get it. Yeah.
You are a very serious person. It's true. You are bettering yourself constantly. I'm not bettering myself. I'm listening to a podcast because I want some entertainment.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm glad that our listeners think that we're amusing. But let's get back to Brandon's
I do have one question success for story. Brandon, and that is, I'm so proud of him for getting a 168, but isn't that his fourth attempt?
I know what this. Yeah. Yeah. So go ahead.
Brandon, like, there's still, it sounds like there's still money on the table. Like,
potentially.
It's July, or like, I don't know when we got this email, but you still could take the test in August. I don't know.
Lawyers aren't happy doing, like, 95th percentile is great, but 96th or 7th or 8th or 9th are all better. Would a lawyer consider themselves fully prepared walking into court if they had done a 95th percentile job preparing for the case?
Not the best ones.
Depends what kind of lawyer.
Yeah. I mean, Brandon is taking time to absorb this win. It's a win, and that's great, but you could win more. That's the thing. It's in the past now. So the question is, what are you going to do with the time you have going forward? Are you going to focus on your applications, or are you going to focus on taking it one more time? And you may say, hey, I can't do better than a 168. Really? Do you know that for sure? I'm unlikely to do better. Well, even if you don't, the mere chance that you could do better could be worth a lot.
If you score 1 or 2 points higher, you turn that 95th percentile into 97th percentile or 98th percentile.
And now you're going free at some school that you would be paying at.
At better schools, yeah. And Brandon correctly notes, the thing I really wanted to point out about this email is that Brandon went from the 50th percentile to the 95th percentile. Yeah. That Brandon has launched himself past 45% of all other test takers. And that we should not understate how bitchin' that really is. I mean, that is incredible.
That is incredible. And you said 45% of all their test takers. Yes. I would say probably 90% of all their applicants.
Right. Of relevant test takers. Yeah. It's like you've launched yourself past most relevant test takers. Yeah. Because people under 150 are just really kind of...
They're
also
not
RANs.
Competition, right?
They're people that are going to be paying full price to go to law school, which means they shouldn't go.
Yeah.
And Brandon, you know, with the 152, it was like, well, you could have got in some places that aren't that great. You could have paid full tuition. And now with the 168, you're going to be going for free.
Yeah.
At, you know, top 100, maybe top 50 if he's got good grades, law schools.
Yeah.
But still probably not cracking the door to many of the schools in the top 14, and why not get greedy?
Yeah.
So yeah, I would like to know if Brandon is going to take it a fifth time. How would Brandon let us know if he was going to take it a fifth time?
You could
time?
Always email us at daily@lsatdemon.com. Give us an update. That goes for all of you out there. If you have a question or want to share some hot LSAT or law school admissions news, email us at daily@lsatdemon.com. Thanks for listening.